Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
What up, Whiskey Ginger fans? Welcome back to the show. If it's your first time joining us, like I always say, please subscribe, tell a friend, let people know. Click the notification bell so you know when we're posting, but we post every Friday. Don't miss us. We post every single Friday. You want to know what's going on with me? AndrewSantino.com. December 12th, I'm doing a couple of shows in Phoenix, Arizona. Go to AndrewSantino.com. Grab them tickets. There's only a few left. We're doing an early show just for fun. It's going to be wild. It's going to be wild out there. Go to AndrewSantinoStore.com to get any of the merch. It's right down below in the merch bar if you're on YouTube. You can just look down, grab a shirt, grab a hat, grab a glass for Christmas. Do what you gotta do, baby. And for the Patreon, it's patreon.com/whiskeygingerpodcast. We're gonna be putting up so much more stuff. We already do put up unedited, ad-less episodes and all that good stuff, and one-on-one Cheeto chats and Zooms with the top tier. And I'm also going to be putting up other episodes that didn't make it to this show. So there's so much stuff. Support the show that supports you during these terrible times. Enough rambling from me. I'm done here. Whiskey Ginger is supported by Squarespace. Guys, I've talked about them before. I created my site on Squarespace. It is so worth your time to check it out. Turn your idea into something amazing. Blog or publish content, whether or not you're selling stuff online, announcing upcoming events, you got a baby on the way, you want to let people know, you want to sell products, you want to publish your words, whatever you want to do, if you are looking to create a website, Squarespace is the way to do it. It's extremely powerful e-commerce functionality. It lets you sell stuff online. There's incredible templates that they've created for you, and they can work with stuff you already know. I'm dumb, as you guys know. So for me, it's easy to just go on there and use a template and click, click, clack. It's good to go. Some people are more intelligent than I, and they were able to figure it on their own. But the analytics are incredible because they help you grow in real time. You can see all that stuff from the ground up. There's nothing to patch or upgrade ever. And it's free and secure hosting. So what else do you want? When you're looking to create something new, Squarespace is going to help you make an incredible website. I promise it is worth your time. Go to squarespace.com/whiskey for a free trial, totally free trial. And then when you're ready to launch, use the offer code whiskey to get yourself 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain. Squarespace.com/whiskey. Use that code whiskey to save yourself a little bit of moolah. Check it out. It's incredible.
In here, we pour whiskey.
You are that creature in the ginger beard.
Sturdy and ginger.
Like vampires, the ginger gene is a curse.
Gingers are beautiful.
You owe me $5 for the whiskey and $75 for the horse.
Gingers, oh hell no.
This whiskey is excellent.
Ginger. I like gingers.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to Whiskey Ginger. My guest today is one of my favorite people on earth. I say that for all my guests, but I mean it once again today. It is Heath Hussar.
What's going on, guys?
I want to say Hussar because it sounds like I'm supposed to say it with an accent, but how do you say it properly?
So I've always said Hussar.
Hussar.
It's like the white version of it.
Yeah.
But basically it's, have you heard of the Hussar Army?
No, but I'm not a smart man, so you'll have to know that.
I'm not either. I only know it because it's my last name.
Okay, good.
But yeah, it was this super elite cavalry back in the day. Like very, very badass. Just elite army.
They
rode in Poland.
They're
the Polish winged hussars.
The winged hussar.
Yeah. And they would ride around this crazy armor, and they would have these spears, and they would keep the heads of dead people they just stabbed in the head, like, on the spear, so they'd ride up on you, and they would have these big wings that would, like, whistle when they're riding.
Shut up!
Dude, they're sick.
Do you have any representation of that in your home? Do you have pictures of the winged hussars?
No, I thought about getting a tattoo
for Christmas, bro.
An actual replica of one of the outfits would be pretty cool.
They were a vigilante army or something? I don't understand. Were they...
was their connection? I probably should know more about it.
You should. It's your history.
Yeah. But it was just like the top of the top.
Let's make it up.
Right. So
So who were the Hussars again? What did the Wing Hussars do?
So basically, it was in Poland. Anybody uh-huh. that had over a 7-incher,
yeah,
was guaranteed in.
Right.
But then they had to pass a couple tests.
Ah. So if you were under 7 inches, you're not getting in.
Not a shot.
That's a bummer. Does girth matter or not at all?
No. They were more because they rode around with spears and stuff, so it was all about length.
Got it.
And it's a shame because I wouldn't make it. But
shame.
You know what? I can carry the name with honor.
I'm only 6 inches short. But other than that, I'd be fine. The Winged Hussars. People should look it up. Look it up at home right now. The Winged Hussar.
Pretty cool though.
That is really dope. Well, it depends on what they did. I'm like, that's really cool.
They were good guys.
Okay.
Well, who's saying who's the good guy?
I'm
sure the people fighting them were like, we're the good guys. So
I'm sure Nazis were like, we're the good guys.
Everybody thinks they
are. We're the good guys. We're fighting for the good team. Right. Everybody thinks they're right until somebody else says they're wrong. But that's how the world works. I mean, especially during the times of the Winged Hussars, you know?
Right. Exactly.
You never know what was good and what was bad. Sure, the Vikings are brutal, insane people who pillaged and stole and raped and killed and did all sorts of insane stuff. But they also had a really big charity. Do you know that? Yeah. They were very charitable.
Okay.
Very charitable.
Bringing just goods around to...
Yeah, the Vikings would do live stand-up shows before they pillaged.
Are we still on making shit up here?
Yes.
Okay, that's what I figured.
Yes, this whole show. It's going to be that the whole time.
Okay.
Nothing is real, dude. Nothing is real. I don't know enough history. In fact, my dad loves history so much, he would try to interest me in reading old history books. He loves... World War II is probably his favorite era of all time. And it is really, really interesting if you ever read World War II books, it is kind of wild to educate yourself about the history of this country and you know, what happened in the war. But I could never get deeply into history because I would do that. I would start making up scenarios in my head. As I'm reading something, I would drift away.
And start picturing your own stuff?
Well, yeah. I mean, that's why
it's just more fun like that.
Way more fun. That's why, like, reading a book is hard for me, A, because I'm dumb, we already said that, and B, because I just feel like I start to escape. I'll see a scene, and I'll drift off in my mind, and then I'll realize I've been reading still. Like it's like, you know, when you're texting and driving?
Yeah.
You're like, whoa, dude, I just drove 8 blocks. Like,
how did I get here?
Yeah, and I do that with reading, and so I have a hard time sitting and reading a book. I can read articles online.
My comprehension is zero.
Yeah, what's wrong with us? You think it's just like what's happening today?
I don't know. I've never been a good reader. I've never read good.
I don't read good.
And I'll literally do my hardest and I'll just sit there and I'm reading. I'm like, this is making sense. All right. I'll get to the bottom of the page and just be like, I didn't retain any of it.
Yeah. A piece of me is like, I don't care. I just don't. But it's also because our, you know, what we're doing now currently is so internet based involved that like, you're so used to like streaming through multiple things on the internet at once and ingesting this and ingesting that. So it's hard.
True or false, we're just taking shit.
Doesn't matter, dude. Faker the better to me. Faker news. I think Trump, if he was smart, should make a news channel called Fake News. Fake News Channel would be, I would love it, dude. It'd be like, it'd be better than what The Onion puts out.
It's like, yeah, with those tabloid things like in the grocery store.
Yeah. The
right there at checkout. Yeah, that's what it is. See, you are smart.
I know my grocery store checkouts. And you've look, for people that don't know who you are, wake up. You're a very talented, funny, entrepreneurial. What other adjectives
Keep
can I
going.
Throw in there?
I like this.
Sweet, cool dude. We recently met. We're trying to do some projects together, which I think we could have some fun on. You are the co-host of an extremely, an embarrassingly popular show, right?
I don't.
I mean, it's great to see how much weight people have on the internet now, and you're somebody that built your own thing from zero, which I always applaud. I'm like,
they
did that on their own. No one gave you the blessing, the thumb. You know, no one gave you the print to be like, this is the next XYZ. You did it on your own, and Zane and Heath unfiltered.
Yep.
It should be the other way around. It should be Heath and Zane, but I understand that was a legal
alphabetical
battle.
Order.
Right. That's what I was going to say.
I honestly don't know how it happened like that.
It just came about.
Yeah.
Was there ever a conversation with him about it?
There was in the very beginning. So we started on Vine.
Right.
And we made Zane and Heath Vine videos.
Right.
And it kind of just happened because we went by two character names in the beginning, and in that order of those character names.
Right.
he was first.
Oh.
So in order to like keep it like who was who,
yeah,
we just like,
I don't know, man. I'm gonna petition for you switch it. You should really push this. Get a lawyer involved.
Might be a little pricey, but could be worth it.
It could be
maybe
worth it.
Maybe it'll give me that little oomph that I need.
Right, right. The, just the push.
Right.
Well, because this is the thing about doing, you know, duo shows. You know, like, and by the way, check out the show.
Appreciate that.
Yeah, it's very. I mean, it's actually wonderful. And you know, I've worked with one of your other co-stars.
Right.
Kenny. I don't even know how to say that. Another person on the show, Kenny. Yeah. Who's very talented.
The
rhythm of the show is wonderful. It's Zane and Heath, unfortunately. Zane and Heath Unfiltered. Should be Heath and Zane, but that's fine. But
we'll get to the bottom.
It's a very funny show. You have a wonderful rhythm together, and there's such a there's something about doing a show with somebody else it's extremely difficult to do well. Anybody can try, but you guys do a great job, and I know what like because me and Bobby do our show, and it's hard. It's hard to balance. You know, especially if you're very close friends.
Yeah.
There's so much going on in your worlds as friends outside of the show that typically make it sometimes difficult. I mean, do you run into speed bumps sometimes where you're like, I don't want to film this week and I'm not in a good mood and vice versa?
It's happened like once or twice.
Yeah.
And then also we have four people on the show.
Right.
So it's going off of everybody's schedule. So Mariah, my girlfriend, she's on the show and she teaches dance. And she has her own internet career that she's doing. So trying to find the time for everybody when they're free.
It's hard.
Can get a little bit tough sometimes. Well,
is there times that you guys just do you two?
No.
That's wild. Why? I mean, what a headache. I would just be we're doing it without you.
It's definitely tough sometimes, but we always find a way to make it work.
Yeah. I mean, look, this is arguably your job. So you just have to make this be a priority and maneuver around it. It's the way you've been operating for how many years have you been doing it?
The podcast or just social media?
Social in general.
Social media for I think 9 years.
Yeah, so like a decade of this
podcast for a year.
This is your job. It's outright what you have to do for a living. So you just have to, we are all going to start to bend a lot more. Even when the pandemic's over, we're gonna have to just bend to understand what keeps the industry moving in whatever our pockets are, you know. Like, this is new for us. I mean, I'm only a couple years of podcasting, and you know, it's crazy that it's become
I feel the same way.
It's crazy.
We started, so everything we've pretty much done on the internet has started as a joke and not like
this is still a joke. but it's funny and it's working.
Right.
Somehow
exactly.
It's clicking. Yeah.
So we started making Vine videos like just to, I guess, mock other people that were doing Vine.
Totally.
And just making some of our friends like back home laugh. And they're like, wait, these are actually kind of funny. Like, you should keep doing this. So we just started making more and more and then caught like a little bit of traction. And then we built a following, made a little bit of money off of it. And I was like, wait, what is this world?
Sure.
And then it got to the point where I was making more money off that than my full-time job.
What was your full-time job at the time?
So I was working as a manager at Brookstone, selling massage chairs.
Oh, hell yeah.
Yep. A little bit of a...
Sir, if you're not going to buy the chair, get out.
You should have seen...
Like, how many times do people just linger around Brookstone?
Well, you get the people that come in and linger, but then you also get the people that fucking take their shoes and socks off, and they stick into the...
Shut up.
Dude, disgusting. And
where is this at, by the way?
This was in the mall in Florida, Broward Mall.
Where?
South Florida.
South Florida. Wait, Broward Mall? Is that what you said?
Broward.
Broward Mall. Okay.
Broward County.
And at some point, you were like, this is a complete waste of my time.
Yeah.
I can't be doing this. Because were you working that job as a means to an end because you had another focus, or were you just trying to figure it out?
Kind of, yeah. So it was my job while I was in school full-time also.
Yeah.
I was going to school. I was going to be a cop. So I was doing criminal justice.
Were you really?
Yeah.
Is it in what city were you wanting to do it in?
I was looking to get hired in Plantation when I was done. That's where.
What
I'm
a
from.
Name! You'd think they'd change that by now,
right? Especially, yeah, being a cop in Plantation, probably
a white cop in Plantation. You don't have an accent. It would have been the cherry on top.
Yeah,
if you're like, yeah, it's me, man. But you don't. But South Florida doesn't have any accents. It's all North Florida that has that.
Yeah, everybody just sounds
like a person. They call it broadcast English in broadcast journalism.
Broadcast English.
Called broadcast English, you kind of don't sound like anybody.
Okay.
You sound like an American is what...
It's funny because when I'm out here, people say that it sounds like I have an accent.
I mean, I think you have a little, you have like little backgrounds of it, but like, okay. So do people say I do sometimes, but it, maybe it's like a tinge of leftover from somewhere else. But for the most part, you sound like humans, thanks, Americans.
Man. I appreciate that.
You're not a human. You're not an American, but I'm not, I don't want to tell people the truth. This guy's from Canada. He's a liar. He was born and raised in way north.
You never
Canada.
Know what's true here on this podcast.
Nothing, literally nothing. It's all made up. So South Florida, you're working in the Broward Mall and you're working, going to school.
Right.
And you're just wanting to get out. And what? You have...
Just make some money to pay for my schooling.
Totally.
And I was making the Vine videos on my lunch break.
Oh, wow.
So my buddy Zane would come meet up with me and we would like film some Vine skits.
Where was he working? Hamaker Schlemmer. He was working at the competitor.
Sharper Image.
Yeah, he was working in Sky Mall in processing. So he where was he working at the time?
He was working at the airport. He did like he was one of those guys that would like hold the signs, like whatever whoever's name was coming in,
right?
And he would sit there and wait for them and then take them to the bus.
That's funny. That's a bummer. I'd much rather be at Brookstone.
No, but he was making fucking five times the money I was.
Really?
I don't know why that job paid so well.
The mob. That's the mob. It's run by the mafia.
Something was going on. For sure. That was a little bit sketchy.
Because that seems super sketch to be making really good money being the sign guy, you know?
Yeah.
You had way more responsibility. By the way, did you have any... I throw a million questions at you, so settle in. Did you have cops in your family? Is that what you was that why what influenced you or no?
No, I think it was just the benefits.
Yeah, truly. Huh?
Just pensions. Having a pension,
yeah.
a guaranteed salary.
Yep.
I was always raised to like do the easiest, not the easiest, but like the most guaranteed route with whatever I did.
And now you're gambling for a living.
Yeah.
It's insane, huh?
It's
you ever think about that you're gambling for a living? It's great. It's wonderful, but it's working.
It is the most stressful yet liberating feeling in the world.
Totally.
It really is a blessing and a curse.
Do you think a lot of people have second halves of their lives where they change what they're going to do and what they want to do. You think you might ever still become a cop?
No.
No, huh?
If it was something less...
dangerous?
Not even dangerous, just like less on the ground. I don't want to be like a traditional cop. Mm-hmm. I was always more interested in doing like either undercover or some sort of like SWAT.
SWAT would be fun.
I've always thought that stuff was really cool.
What's the last kind of cop you want to be?
The paper pusher, just sitting there.
Yeah, bummer.
What do they call them? Like just like the traffic people that just fucking give out tickets.
Those are bad. No,
nobody likes you.
Well, they're bad people. And also, parking enforcement, they're not police officers.
No, but they think they are.
Yeah, that's right. But there are versions. There are police officers that do like neighborhood patrol.
Ugh.
And those guys are even worse.
Fucking losers.
Leave me alone, okay? Go get someone doing something real bad. Leave my neighborhood. Stop picking on people for speeding or going through a stop sign. I got pulled over in my own neighborhood for blowing through a stop sign.
Did you get a ticket?
No, because I did the whole thing. I did the dance. I was
nice.
You know, I was very nice. I was sweet and polite.
I tried that. Didn't work.
Well, dude, over the years, I have 1,000 tickets.
Okay.
And I've learned to kind of... I'm not usually good with those things.
Are you a good driver?
I'm good at going fast. I'm good at not getting pulled over, but then I do get caught. I was coming down a hill going like 120 or whatever in up north near Mammoth. We were taking a little trip to go up near Mammoth, past Mammoth. There's a lake, and I want to be able to know it, but I'll look it up right now. There's wild horses. So we learned.
That's pretty cool.
Dude, it was incredible. So of course, here, let me look this up just so I'm correct. If you go up to Mammoth, right, and you keep going on 395, June Lake, right, by June Lake Junction, if you continue to go by like Mono Lake and Lee Vining, there's a place called Mono Mills. And Mono Mills, if ever you get the chance, drive off of 395 and break off to the right.
And
by Mono Mills.
Wild horses out there.
Yes, you got to keep going. And this is what's insane, dude. This is the craziest part about this whole scenario. Someone told us, we were hiking in the craters. There's huge craters up there in the summer. And you hike through these huge pine trees and mountains. And you come up on these massive craters, that holes that are still there from when asteroids hit forever and ever ago. And there's water at the bottom. And we were at one of these sites. And this guy was like, You guys ever seen the horses? Because you could tell anyone that's out there is kind of adventurous because it's hard to get to.
Or creepy.
Yeah, both. I mean, look, there's...
Follow me. I'll show you some horses. You guys ever seen them?
He's like, kiss my neck and I'll show you where the horses are. So we kiss the guy's neck and he says, you should see the wild horses. Go off near Lee Vining and Mono Mills and you'll see horses. And he goes, I'm not kidding. This sounds like it's made up. He goes, you got to drive about 10 miles. All right, just clock it on your odometer. And once you get about 10 miles out there...
What made you trust this guy?
Because he wasn't going to come with us. He's not going to be like, can I get in the car? I was just going to go out there and see. I'm still going to be on a main road.
Okay, okay.
You know, it's still...
It wasn't too off the beaten track.
No, I mean, you got to still be on the car to get there. Be in your car. It's on an interstate.
Okay.
And also, now that I think about it, I'm like, why did we trust him? He could have had a set up there to kill us. But
yeah. I always go to that shit. I don't trust anybody.
So you die, dude. Yeah. So you die. You know what I mean? This is like smoking 9 cigarettes, one of these. So you die. Anyway.
I feel that, though. I feel it.
I hear about the horses from the guy. He says 10 miles, there'll be a marker. It'll be a mile marker, and there'll be a gate, but it's locked and closed. You can pull over there, and you can get out, and you can see in the distance, if you walk a little bit past the gate, you can see there'll be horses. Well, we drive out there. And we get to mile 10, no marker. 11, no marker. 12, no marker.
Start panicking.
Fuck this. I go, fuck this. We're going home. We drove down here. We're going back to the cabin. I'm done. We tried, okay? And she's like, all right. I mean, what about one more hill? I go, there's no way. Fine. I go over one more hill, no marker.
Oh, fuck.
No marker.
I got excited. God.
Wait.
Oh, get there.
I go to make a U-turn. And I turn into like a little kind of inlet off the road, marker. Where I go to turn around is the marker. And I was like, son of a bitch. I pull over the
car. It's like a treasure map.
Dude,
I'm sure that felt pretty good.
So you got anxious. I was getting excited. I get out. You know, we're looking around. You can't see anything in the distance. I'm like, I don't know. He's like, well, we walk down this little path. It's the great wide open. And I swear to God, like out of a movie, out of nowhere, boom, all of a sudden, there are like 7 to 10 wild horses running full speed headed that way in front of us. And they're probably 300-400 yards away. But I was astonished by like how beautiful wild horses were.
It's so funny because I actually had a thought like a couple weeks ago. And I was like, is there still wild horses?
Yeah, man. Yeah, there are.
That's pretty fucking cool.
It is kind of wild to think about. Yeah, because we own everything now, huh? Humans want to grab everything. Yeah, they're out there. They're wild. And we stayed for a long enough time where after they had run... And if they had run past us, a lot of them tended to stop and eat and whatever, a little bit further away from us, but you can still see them. But apparently, and this is something I learned from looking up online, they're crazy vulnerable and they will attack you if you get close.
Oh, shit.
They don't fuck around. Wild horses don't fuck around. I'm looking online, I'm thinking, horses don't like charge people. Yeah, they do.
Interesting.
They will charge. So that is apparently why they put up these gates, so people won't run out there or be able to drive anywhere.
Yeah, because they're, you know, normally you would touch them on the nose. You give that.
Yeah, a little brush, little tiny. Yeah, right? Doesn't it feel so good to brush a horse's nose like
this? Something about it.
And why do you always go back of the hand and not the front of the hand?
I just think it's a sign of respect. It's a little bit.
Yes, right. I don't. This is dirty.
Less aggressive.
Right. This is like, I'm grabbing your face. This is like, hey, we're buds.
Yeah.
Right.
It's a nice little gesture.
So as I'm driving home, I'm making this. I've gone way off the beaten path. We're excited and I'm driving super fast to get back to the cabin. I'm happy. We're like,
you got
to
tell everybody about these horses.
We're
amped,
dude. Sure enough, this cop pops me coming down the hill, and I have nothing. So, you know when you're fucked and you just start getting angry? I was fucked. I knew it. So I go, what? Like I know.
You already know it's coming.
He knows. I know. And I give him the whole thing. I'm like, oh, it's just good to know that like I'm paying you to do this to me right now. You know, it's like this is what a bummer that I'm paying for a cop to give me a ticket because I fucked up. It's like I'm, you know, it's like handing the bully money. You know what I mean? It's like I know what's happening.
Paying him to take your lunch money.
Yeah, and I was angry and I was acting like an ass to him and he gave me a fat fucking ticket.
That's a buzzkill after seeing.
I deserved it,
like
dude.
That.
He said it could have been a felony because apparently
you were doing double the speed limit.
Yeah,
huh?
I was over this over double.
I know. They could have taken your car.
They did. They could. They could have impounded. He kept saying that too because he wrote me down for 118. And it was 60, but he said I was going more than double, which I don't know.
So he was a nice cop.
He was a nice cop. Yeah, but I got cops in my family. Going back to all that, I respect cops, and I think a lot of people, you know, especially given this time period, only want to say negative shit about cops, which is which is a big boo-boo to me. I think it's disrespectful to me, because you can't say that about any group of people. You cannot say about any one group they're all this.
Right.
You can't be like, all Starbucks baristas are into heavy metal, because I knew a few that were. It's like, mm-hmm. that you can't say that about anybody.
Even if a majority of them were into heavy metal.
Doesn't matter.
You couldn't say all.
No, because there's a lot of people that aren't. There's a lot of humans that aren't the same.
Right.
So the worst cop to me, though, is either a bike cop, bicycle.
Oh, the motorcycle cops.
No, bicycle.
Oh.
Bicycle to me is sad. Motorcycle cops, I think those guys are just ready to retire. Bicycle's sad. They got to catch up to you.
What about horse cops?
Why?
You think if he would have been a horse cop, and you told him the horse story coming down, I think he would have definitely gotten off.
Yeah, 100%. He would have gotten off. Dude, he would have gotten off to the story.
You were just...
He's like, I'm a horse guy. This is hot.
You saw the Mustangs?
This is hot. Did they charge you? How far away? No. Did you watch him pee? Yeah, no, horse cops is always weird. I don't understand riding horses. I've talked about this before. I don't...
Have you ridden one?
Yeah, I don't like it. I don't like it. It doesn't like it. Why am I on it?
It is the most interesting feeling in the world because...
Did you go bareback or did you put a saddle on it?
I saddled up. Yeah, I don't go bareback. It's a little bit too aggressive for me.
Sure. You seem like a guy.
I got sensitive.
You got thin thighs?
I do.
We gotta work out them thighs, baby.
But yeah, so you're up on a horse,
mm-hmm.
fucking 6 feet in the air.
Yeah.
And you just got this string around its head, and you're driving an animal.
It's insane.
Like if you pull and it goes like you. It is bizarre.
I don't like it. I don't like it because I did it one time.
You can make it go and stop.
It can kill you. That's my thing, though.
Yeah.
Like if I die in a car driving too fast, I did that. If I die because a horse throws me up, it did that. I should have known better.
Well, it depends on the hoopty of a car you're driving.
Sure. Right. But a horse can kill you without any without any reason. It can just be angry.
Just be done.
And start running and then throw you into something.
Your brakes go out in a car.
How often does that happen? Unless you're messing with the mob, huh? Unless you're working at the airport holding up signs, as you know, taking people to the bus.
I'll ask Zane about that.
Yeah, Zane worked for the fucking mob, dude. That's a fact for sure. What were his boss's names? Joey D. Marco S. That's how you know me, Zane.
Giovanno.
Garunzi. Garusi. You just call me Mascarpone. How about that? Zaney.
Just get him off the plane.
Just get him off the plane.
To the car. And you'll be good. Capiche?
And we'll give you $6,000. What? Yes. Just shut your mouth.
And then you could go play Vine with your friend.
When Vine died, were you upset or were you like, whatever, it's time for it to be over?
I was at the point where I was over it.
Yeah.
I wanted something new to do.
Sure.
I didn't know what it would be, but I still enjoyed being in the internet space.
Right.
And it's crazy because we had like 3.7 million followers on Vine when it ended. But my Instagram had 30,000 followers.
Isn't that fascinating?
It just didn't translate.
Well, it's the same thing with TikTok now, right? There's people on TikTok that have like the top.
Yeah.
The top is different. But I've seen pages where they'll have 800,000, 900,000 followers.
Right.
And you go to their gram and it's like 1,600. 1,200,
crazy.
Less than, you know what I mean? Like, just maybe a couple thousand if they're lucky. It's because it's not the same. You know, those apps are designed to keep you on the app. They don't want you to go.
And if you try to push some shit from other apps, they'll like hide that. Like if you're like, follow me on Instagram, they're not going to put that thing out there.
No, why would they? Yeah, you can't tell them where you want them to be because they're like, they want, here. It should be TikTok based. You know, it's very like incestual. They want it inside. Yep. They want it to keep circling around
on
and
the
around.
App as long as possible.
Yeah, it's creepy. So when you guys when you left Vine or when it was over, I guess you could
say. When Vine left us.
Yeah. Oh God. That's a novel. When Vine left me. What was the thought process then? Were you guys like, well, we just got to make our own shit right away?
I was pretty worried. It was my only source of income.
Right.
But we lived in a house of like other Viners.
Right. That was a big thing, right? There was a bunch of like Vine homes or apartment complexes. I remember
1600
that.
1600
Vine. Right.
That was a big one where all like the top Viners lived. Right. I wanted to live there. I just didn't have the money for it. They were doing
well. It was really expensive. It was nice, right? And it was like King Batch and
Amanda Cerny,
and all those people.
All the big ones, yeah.
The big ones that were making good money. Side note, I want to know, and you, obviously you don't have to tell me numbers, but how did you monetize, how could you make a living on Vine?
You could only make money from doing brand deals.
That's it. There was no other monetization at all.
And that's why they had their like...
It's like TikTok, same thing.
No, they're making money off TikTok now.
How are you making money on TikTok? I don't know.
I don't really do TikTok.
Or how do people make money on it?
They have some sort of monetization. I don't know what the actual...
They don't run ads, right?
They do.
Oh, they do now. Right, yeah. When you open it up, sometimes the first one is an ad.
Yeah.
But they can't run an ad on your video.
I don't think they could do it on your video, but if somebody's scrolling through your feed, maybe.
Huh. Yeah, no, that might be true.
They can like throw one in there.
So people are making money on it.
Or just overall on the platform, and then they dish it out. So it's basically like per view that you're getting on TikTok. It's not like high paying.
Because I've got some on there that are a couple million.
Yeah, you
got
to sign up for the little creator button, whatever it is.
I'll sign up. I didn't know. I just started it to throw up stuff, clips from me and Bobby's show and sometimes from this show. I just was like, oh, it'll be a new place to throw shit up.
Yeah, do it though.
But then here you are. Your money's gone. It's not coming in.
Yeah.
Did you guys have any kind of game plan?
None at all.
Great.
Just winging it. Yeah. And at the time, I was a fucking dumbass. I was just getting blacked out every night. Just
partying.
Living that fun life, being new to LA.
Yeah.
And our buddy David was starting a YouTube channel.
This is David Dobrik.
Yeah.
Yeah. Violently famous on the internet.
Huge.
Absurdly famous. Huh? He's got that fucking smile, that kid. I want to kiss him right on his fucking face.
It's just, I
get it. Girls like him. Guys think he's cool. He's fun.
Yep.
Parents are like, this guy's cute.
My mom, my grandparents love him.
Yeah, it's hard to, you look at that guy, how do you not like that guy? I see him on the internet and I'm like, well, I like this fucking guy. I see his face.
I don't want to, but I do.
No, I do want to. I do want to. You know why? Because he doesn't have a air of, there's no arrogance to him from what I've seen.
Right.
He's not even confident. He's like,
just charming.
Yeah. He's just sweet. The innocence is real.
Yeah.
So I think that's what worked for that guy. So you guys, I know you guys are very close friends. And so go on.
So he started filming like our whole friend group and making YouTube videos with us. And his channel just started taking off.
Exploded, huh?
And
he was not a Vine guy.
No, he was.
But not that big.
He had, I don't want to say the number and be wrong, but I think he was in like the 2 million range.
Okay. So that below you guys though.
Yeah, yeah. We were a little bit bigger at one point.
And he flipped the script.
He sure did.
Yeah.
Flipped it and
threw it in the trash.
But yeah, so we started helping him out, and then I started gaining a following on Instagram just from being in his videos. And like got bigger than I ever was.
Right.
And then everybody started making YouTube channels in the friend group after like seeing his success.
Because it worked, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. And then you guys really went full ahead and making sketches and stuff online.
Right.
It was like, then you were like, well, this is it for us. We
just
have to.
Yeah, just trying like the whole vlog stuff.
Well, that's what everybody, I mean, that's bits, sketches, vlogs. I mean, everything has become now kind of part of the same world.
Right.
In that creator world, whatever you want to call it. I mean, it's too new for people to have a name. We'll know in 30 years what they call it.
I'm so curious to see where this all goes.
Away at some point. You know what I mean? It morphs into something new, right? Like it'll be a new thing. It'll be a new thing and then a new thing and the new, it'll just continue to grow. You know?
I don't think YouTube's going to die.
I don't think YouTube's going to die, but I think it's going to dramatically change shape. I think if you don't adapt, you do die.
Yeah.
I'm sure, you know, the radio was like, what's going to fucking take over us? You know, and then TV was like, fuck you. And then the internet was like, fuck you guys.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it continued to grow. And now, like, primary source for entertainment for certain age groups are always going to be, there's always going to be a new thing. What is it? I don't know.
Something that the kids are going to find. And
something that goes in their brain. You know, you put a chip next to your eyeball and you can just watch shit all day, but it's curated based on how you feel emotionally.
I don't want to live in that time.
I do. I'm ready, dude. Strap me up. Put it in my veins, bro.
Just let me sit in a fucking lounge chair like this and just do nothing.
Sit in one of these comfortable vintage chairs and just watch nonsense. No, it's a scary world, but I don't know what that's... Who knows what that's going to be, but also...
I want to disappear. I like want to get away from all of it.
Where do you want to go?
My goal is to get to Tennessee.
tax purposes.
Yeah.
Smart dude.
No, I just
I knew you were a smart kid.
I really like the lifestyle and how quiet it is.
Tennessee's nice. What are we talking? Nashville? Are we talking
Chattanooga
Memphis?
Area.
Chat. Okay.
Yeah.
That's off the beaten path too. That's
my,
not really a big
my
city.
My parents
at all.
Got a house out there.
Oh, they do.
And I got quite a few acres.
Oh.
And I would just like to, I don't know, I just like, my dream is to buy a compound mm-hmm. for my parents, my brother, me and Mariah, and just like have a lake out there.
That sounds nice.
Disappear and then just like open up like a little breakfast shop, sell my coffee out
of
it.
You sound like a Lifetime movie.
You think they'd write something about me?
Yeah, dude. You're like the
and
cute,
then just
you're
have
like
fucking
cute chicken
wild
Lifetime movie.
Mustangs running around my property.
And me chasing them, right? Hey, Heath! That's that crazy redhead, that naked ginger again, flopping around his one-inch penis.
He's
That's why they didn't let him in to the Hussars. You can tell. You can see. You can see why we didn't let him in.
I didn't want to say it, but...
That's okay. I like the idea of running away sometimes. I understand that feeling. Look, I just went... I was in Colorado doing a little house shopping or what, neighborhood shopping out in the what I call the sticks. Obviously, I'm not going to tell people where I was, but it's interesting because I do get a little like, oh, this could be wonderful. And then there's moments where I'm like, I do still like to be close and connected to things, you know?
That's the thing that sucks. Like, LA is so great for networking and like, coming on a show like this.
Or just life. Like, it's nice to be able to go to when we're not in this bullshit.
Right.
To go to a nice restaurant, to go meet friends somewhere that's like new and active and popping and just having a good time and meeting people out. You don't get the chance to really meet people out and create a community when you're living mm-hmm. out in the middle of nowhere. So you got to have your nut with you. You got to just, it's got to be all there. You and Mariah and-
Carry it all the time.
You got a dog?
No dog.
Get a dog, dude.
I don't have time for one.
Grow up, get a dog, dude. You got time. You have time for a dog.
Oh, if I did, though, it'd be like a little golden retriever.
Great. Golden retrievers are wonderful dogs.
I know.
You'd be wearing them right now. He'd be all over you. Growing up, my friend had like
Don't
nine.
Get excited.
Oh, dude, they're the best dogs on earth. Retrievers.
How does that work with like travel and stuff? Like if I'm like, bro, we got to go to Mammoth tomorrow.
Okay. I'll take the dog. What do you mean? I'll put the dog in the car and let's go.
Or if you got to fly somewhere real quick. Yo, we just got this role for you. You
got
to...
But I got. Is my wife coming or is she staying at the house with the dog? She's coming and we want to leave the dog?
Oh, I call up one of my. A border?
No, I call up one of my 15 friends. One of my close friends that goes, yo, will you watch the pup? 100%. Nobody says no to watching a dog.
I guess I just don't like putting that shit off on people.
I used to be that way until you realize how much people like dogs. I used to think about that, right? Like,
you
want to
go dog shopping tomorrow?
Okay, let's go, dude. Let's go. I'm down. Dude, I love dogs. I'm trying to get my parents a dog. My dad's retired. My mom's right there too. And my dad's like, oh, we don't want the responsibility at this point in our life. And I'm like, you need it. The happiness that you get from the dog. I'm telling you, man, it changed my life. It, whether it's a dog, cat, whatever animal you want to have, it will remarkably change the way you feel during the day. I swear to God, it's been so good for my mental health. When I go for runs, I like to run.
Uh-huh.
I went and did a 5 mile tonight before I came here.
Did you really?
Yeah, man.
That's incredible.
I mean, not for runners, it's garbage. I mean, people that really run.
I did a 0.7 today. Gassed, done,
really?
Walked home.
You got to man up, dude. You got to go. Shut Up Legs. You know that book? Shut Up Legs?
No.
Shut Up
Legs.
Is that
a children's book?
Yes.
Then yeah. It's too advanced for me.
Shut Up Legs. It's a coloring book. It's about amputees, kids who don't have legs. And it's good. It's really good. No, it's a Shut Up Legs is by this famous cyclist. And it's basically about breaking through.
That runner's
that pain, that yeah, weird yeah. pain. Obviously he's a cyclist, but it's the same idea of like, you do have those moments about, it's about 2.5 or 3 to me. My body does that thing where you're like, oh dude, should I give up? And this is weird, but I usually call a friend. I phone a friend.
While you're running?
Yeah. Yeah. My friend Jake just got it not too long ago. My buddy Chris.
Tell me to keep going.
For some reason, I never am that out of breath when I'm running because I change my pace, right? I'll keep changing my pace. And when I'll call someone, I'll be on like a very, very joggy pace. And I'll talk to them for a mile or so. And then when I hang up, I'm like reinvigorated. I don't know what it is, but it's
little,
a trick.
Little tricks right there, right?
I call a buddy. You're feeling like you're getting tired?
You get a call from me tomorrow morning.
I'm calling you. Okay. Or call me when you're running. I'll pick up. I'll talk to you while you're running.
All right, cool.
It will boost your mental morale for some reason, because I think people, tired is a mental thing anyway. Your body can keep going.
Yeah, for sure. So what is the rule? It's something like, you've only used 30% when you feel like you're... like military thing.
I know, right. I know what that is.
To keep you to keep going or whatever.
Right, like
it is.
Yeah, right. It's another way of saying, like, there's way more in the tank.
Yeah.
Yeah, you think you're on empty, but there's so much more. But I think it helps to call somebody, and that's my stupid trick.
I think mine is just the cramps. I don't drink a lot of water at all.
You gotta drink more water.
I've just never been a water person.
You don't like the thing that we need to survive?
No, it just...
I don't really care about this stuff that fuels me.
My girlfriend makes fun of me all the time because I'd be putting like fucking Mio drops just to make it taste like watermelon or something.
Liquid IV, you know that
stuff?
Yeah,
I love it.
But otherwise, you can't just drink water.
It's just not for me.
Well, it literally is. No, you have to have it.
Everything about it is for you.
Mariah needs to get you hooked up to getting a regimen of just chug. I chug a huge glass of water first thing in the morning. And then I keep filling it up as the day goes to remind myself when I walk by it in the kitchen to just drink it.
Okay.
Just do it. Knock it out like you're chugging. Like, don't take sips because sips are annoying. Just chug it.
Okay.
Chug a 12-ounce in the morning. Chug one in the afternoon.
Get it down. Force it down. Hold my nose if I have to.
Yeah, like it's the worst thing on earth. People around the world just can't have water. And you're like, this is trash. I don't want this shit. Some kid walked 14 miles just to get some this morning.
To bring it back and like a spill in half the bucket.
On his head. Yeah, out of his head. Yeah. So we're bad people, dude, but it's true. No, are you peeing yellow? Do you yellow pee?
No, I think because I'm taking it in with other, you know, flavorings.
Right. You're drinking it with other stuff in it.
I get about probably 80% of my water intake throughout the day through energy drinks.
Oh, what are you drinking? Like Monster?
Monsters and Bangs, Red Bulls, the whole nine.
So yeah. Bang, this is interesting. Bang was big in the influencer world.
Yeah.
They spent all their marketing money there. I'm curious to know if it's working. I wonder if that has paid off.
Now.
Yeah, but I wonder if it's paid off in terms of, you know, like Red Bull was the first.
Yeah.
They're very, very old. You know, they're overseas. You know, it's from Thailand or the Philippines. I can't remember which one did it first. And then some Austrian guy or whatever had taken it back. But it's very old. But their marketing, the way that they marketed Red Bull is why it took off. But it paid off because...
Yeah, but then they got in trouble for it because they said it like gives you wings.
It does.
No, it really fucking does.
Ask the Hussars. Wow. Ask the fucking Hussars. Red Bull was their fuel, dude. That's what they drank.
It's that old, huh?
And that's that old, dude. It's that old. Yeah, no, I think they were the original, right? They were the OGs, and they figured out how to market, and it worked. So I see Bang, I see all these new ones, and I wonder, is it paying off in dividends for them? Are they actually making money off of putting that product out so much?
I have a feeling they're making a shit ton.
Is it good?
I like it because it's got such crazy flavors. I'm a flavor guy.
What kind of flavor are we talking?
We're talking cotton. This isn't a sponsorship or anything. I just drink
a lot. No, go ahead. Yeah.
Cotton candy, birthday cake.
See, this is
Miami cola.
Yeah, I can't do it. That sounds
mango
insane.
Mango madness.
Miami cola is a flavor?
Yeah.
What is about cola? What does cola have anything to do with the city of Miami?
I think it was just like a fun color thing.
See what
they
I
got
mean?
Going.
But they're smart. They trick people into being like, ooh, Miami cola. And it tastes good, huh?
Yeah.
Well, how big are they? They're like 24 ounces?
They're big, shit, right? I got the Miami cola in my truck right now. That's what I had on the way here.
Really?
Yeah.
You drink them all day?
I was really bad. I was doing like 2-3 a day.
3 energy drinks a day?
Yeah. But now, this is the first one I've had in like a week and a half.
No coffee?
Oh my God, coffee.
So coffee and energy drinks?
First thing I do, I wake up, make a cup of coffee.
Your heart's going to fall out.
It's
going to fall right out of its cage.
I get a couple palpitations.
Yeah, you should. 3 energy drinks and coffee.
So like a little wake-up call. Right. You know, like...
And you don't smoke because smoking would make it worse. Because if you were smoking, energy and coffee...
And alcohol.
Done. You're done for, bud.
Recipe for disaster.
Well, I think it's... Look, I'm not trying to shit on them. I don't think energy drinks are great. I don't think, I mean, I know, you know, they're not great for you.
It's not like they do anything for me, though.
It's just a flavor.
I think it's just an addiction.
You don't get a boost of energy at all. You don't get like a kick?
Maybe a little bit.
But not anything significant. Does coffee do it?
So it's weird. Coffee doesn't give me like a, whoa, I'm awake now. Huh. It'll just like, okay, I'm drinking something.
It's a stimulant. You do yeah. feel it, but it's not like...
Like at night, right? if I were to drink a cup of coffee, it wouldn't be like, I'm fucking wired. Can't go to bed.
When you were a kid, did your parents drink coffee after dinner?
Yeah, they were drinking coffee 24/7.
Yeah, that was a big thing.
They would have like nighttime coffees. They'd right. sit out on like the patio.
Right. It's a totally normal thing, huh? Isn't that weird for that generation, for our parents' generation to just drink? Like our generation does not... And I know we're a little bit different in age, but like same thing. No one in my age range, nobody in your age range has a cup of coffee at night or after dinner as a casual thing.
I love it.
You do, huh? You'll make a brew a pot at night?
I'll do a pot or a K-cup.
Yeah.
And then if I'm feeling really frisky and had like a nice dinner, you know what Cuban coffee is?
It's coffee from Cuba.
Good context clues. We used to drink it all the time because I'm from South Florida.
Mm-hmm.
And you would have the best Cuban coffees. You get like the little espresso pot, you know, the little metal one.
Oh, I know what Cuban coffee is. Yes.
And then you boil it on right. there. Then you pour it and then you take like sugar. You put...
Yeah, it's a shitload of sugar.
And then you just whip up sugar with like the little spritz of the first little coffee that comes out the spout.
Yeah.
And you just whip it into like this froth.
It's sugar coffee.
It is unreal.
Yeah.
In here... We pour whiskey.
Fellas, listen up. You're born with her. You're born with her all over your body. And your body needs to be cleaned up, dude. Nobody wants to look at your nasty, disgusting nose hairs or those ear hairs that are trailing out like the old guy from Up. Nobody wants to see that anymore, all right? Manscaped is the fix. I don't care how many times I've talked about this. I am pushing it. I love Manscaped. I really genuinely do. I use their products because they are incredible. The Lawnmower 3.0 is my favorite. It trims you up nice. No nicks on your nuts, dude. You ain't gonna nick your nutsack, fellas. Not at all. The Lawnmower 3.0 is the best trimmer on the market for your balls, your butt, your body, whatever you need it for. And now they got a new product. They got the nose hair and ear hair trimmer. It's incredible. The SkinSafe proprietary SkinSafe technology makes it so you're no cutting, no snagging, no tugging, no pulling. All right? It's the best bang for your buck to clean up your body, and you should be doing it. 9,000 RPM motor, 360-degree rotated dual blade system. Vroom, vroom! You like it to go fast? It's going to clean you up in a jiffy, my friend. I really love all of their products. Honestly, the Crop Preserver, ball deodorant, make it smell nice down there. That Crop Reviver ball toner. Get your nuts nice, smelling good, and soft. Let who's ever juggling your nuts feel good about it, all right? You don't give them an old crusty package. Give them something new. Give them a fresh bag. The performance package is the best value that Manscaped has ever offered. I think it's phenomenal. It comes with a nice little pouch, little travel tote, or a DOP kit, as they used to call it. Thank you so much, Manscaped, for making all of our hoes look sexy during the holidays. Get yourself 20% off and free shipping with the code WHISKEY at manscaped.com. That's 20% off with free shipping at manscaped.com. Use code WHISKEY. What you waiting for, sucker? Go whack them weeds. People, listen up. All right, I'm a whiskey drinker. You're whiskey drinkers, assumably. That's why you like the show. And this year, you're going to drink the same old stuff for the holidays. Are you going for something new, delicious, enticing, and fresh? Screwball Whiskey, baby. The Black Sheep of whiskey. This stuff is phenomenal. It is the most awarded peanut butter whiskey on the market. It's the ultimate duo of two American favorites, American whiskey and peanut butter flavor. I like it, so does my dog. Do I feed it to my dog? No. I mean, legally I have to say that, but I do what I want to do. It's incredible. This stuff is great by itself. If you like that, you can just drink it straight up. You can put it on some ice. I've talked about this. I love it with some ice cream. It's so good. It's also good in coffee in the morning. Don't drink and drive, obviously. But, you know, in these mornings, I'm not getting in my car. There's no commute. I'm putting it in my coffee. I'm sitting at the computer, of course, and I'm drinking responsibly. I'm not going ham. Just a little something, a little dabble do you. The creator of this fell in love with the idea of putting peanut butter and whiskey together. He came to America from Cambodia, and this is the taste of freedom to him. God bless America. This peanut butter whiskey, it is so good and delicious. You must try it. It is absolutely phenomenal, and it's from right here in Southern California, so I support that. I love that. I love stuff that start from the bottom and make their way up, baby. Start from the bottom, now we're here. Screwball is the most original and most awarded peanut butter whiskey. It's now available everywhere near you. Pick up Screwball at your local store. Get it delivered today. Sit at home, get it delivered to your front door. If you're ready to get screwed, go to screwballwhiskey.com for more information. Click on buy now. Please drink this stuff responsibly. Advertisement by Screwball Spirits, LLC, San Diego, California. Whiskey with natural flavors, 35% alcohol by volume. I said that wrong. It's whiskey with natural flavors, 35% alcohol by volume, of course. Pick up this stuff. Please drink it responsibly. Alcohol volume is 70 proof. And it's some good jazz. Enjoy it responsibly over these happy holidays.
Ginger. I like gingers.
I've heard somebody else, Turkish coffee is kind of similar to that. I've never tried that one. Yeah.
When does this episode come out?
This is just for me.
These aren't even actually recording.
Yeah, this doesn't come out. This is just for me to have a good
time.
I was
just really lonely.
Friday. 2 days.
Oh, shit. Okay.
Why?
Because my coffee comes out.
When?
Nobody knows, so I can't really say it. But,
say it!
But really, really, really soon.
How soon?
Like, really soon. That's why I was asking.
When this airs, is it out?
Shortly after.
Why can't we say it now? If it comes out on Friday, if this comes out on Friday.
Because the team's got this whole like release thing.
Oh, the team, dude. What do they even know? What do they know? Nah, I know.
But I'm super pumped.
Well, right. We sat at dinner and we talked about your coffee company because you were pretty interesting in sourcing coffee that's you can be proud of, right?
Right.
That's what we were talking about. Like the you're like the guy that went and found the beans that the monkey poops out. What are those? What's that?
Oh,
where is that at?
Oh shit! It's the cat.
Is that what it is?
Yeah, the cat will eat the bean, and then shit it out, and then they harvest it from the shit, and it's the most expensive coffee you could buy.
How fun though! Shit, it's shit coffee. The fact that they don't call it shitty coffee is really weird to me. I would call it shitty coffee.
They're just missing a mark.
Yeah, walk right into the fire. If you're gonna make poop coffee, call it shitty coffee.
Who is figuring that out though?
Who's scooping up the poop?
Who's tracking down it? And it's a specific cat. It's not just like a house cat.
Well, I do it honestly. It's great things come from terrible times, right? So we do the best under pressure during immeasurable, weird, poverty-stricken. Sometimes the greatest things are birthed out of poverty or tragedy.
Like people huffing,
people
like,
needed coffee so bad they were picking through poop, and they were like, I don't give a fuck, I need the coffee.
But this tastes better. Yeah, right, okay.
Like, try. I mean, think about, there was a comic, God, I wish I knew who it was. I remember Brian Sclero, I think, is a comedian. He used to have a joke about, think about the first guy. And I might be wrong, so don't get angry, fans.
Quote him on it.
Yeah, who knows?
Hold him accountable.
I don't know who it was that said it. I think it was him, though. He said the first guy to eat an egg had to have been starving. You see this thing come out of this chicken's ass.
Right.
You see this thing come out, and you're like, I'm going to fucking eat that thing that came out of its ass. Or like, I think it was him that was talking about, you know, drinking milk from a cow. You're like, you're going to suck on this tit? You're really going to drink what's coming out of that tit? That white, creamy thing coming out of that long, skinny thing that looks just like a penis?
Dangling, right. Rusty looking.
I mean, think of how people ate and started eating or trying anything.
You know what blows my mind more than anything?
What?
How we figured out bread.
Yeah, well, all that kind of stuff was all on
accident.
Three
ingredients you can't even fucking eat alone.
Right.
To mix together at a perfect ratio.
Right.
To then get it to rise, bake, like.
It had to be on accident. Those kind of things.
It does not make sense to me.
Those kind of things have got to be on accident, right? Because because yeast is mold, so it's molded, right? Same thing with beer, right? Beer was mold, right?
Yeah.
So anything that's molded or fermented, it's all been on accident. Somebody, like I said, was so hungry or thirsty, they tried it and they were like, fuck it, I don't care. If I die, I'm already dying, right? Like grapes. Fermenting grapes that turn into wine had to have been from someone who was like, I don't care.
They're old, I know, but I need to eat them.
And they're like, whoa, no, they went bad. You might die. And he's like, I don't fucking care. I'm so thirsty. Like that, it had to have been from a moment of strife. But yes, bread is very interesting. That it was, how did that work? Had to have been on accident, right? Like the French fry theory was that.
It
was an accident.
Right.
Dropped it in boiling. It was boiling oil, and it was total accident. I mean, everything like that
people,
was an accident.
People are fucking cool, though.
P- people are cool.
Like, yeah, there's some cool people out there.
There's a lot of not cool people, but there's some cool people out there. Give me some cool people.
Oh, man. First one that popped into my head was Jimi Hendrix.
He's a cool person. He's dead.
That doesn't mean he's not cool, though.
He was cool. Yes. He was cool. I don't know what he's doing now. I don't know if he's in what afterlife he's in. Yeah, I'd like to think that he's with all the other 27-year-olds. Is it 27?
The white lighter, right?
The white lighter,
the white
man.
Lighter 27-year-old.
I smoked enough weed and got scared of white lighters because of all that stuff. And then when you sober up, you're like, that's bullshit.
Why was I tripping out?
That didn't even matter. The white lighter. Did you smoke pot? Do you smoke
I
pot
I tried
now?
It. No.
No,
you didn't. I wish because like I love the smell of it. I think weed smells incredible. Either like the flower or burning, doesn't matter.
Right,
I love
about
it.
Well, you like campfires, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, anything burning does smell good. Yeah, are you really?
Yeah.
Do you go camping here in Southern California?
I just went to Mammoth maybe a month and a half ago.
It's great, right?
Went out camping there,
beautiful.
Fly fishing.
You could have gone and seen the horses while you were up there.
No, I wish I would have had this
next time. Next time you'll know to go over there.
You said it was ended up being 12 miles, and then there was this thing.
I'll give you, seriously, when honestly,
drop me a pin.
I'll text you. Yeah, I'll drop you the pin of where it was. I really will, because it to this day.
And then have me back on, because I want to share that sample
after the horses.
Yeah,
if they don't stomp you to death, if they charge you and kill you, it'll be a whole. Then we'll have to do a memorial tribute to you.
You'd show up.
100% I would show up. And then it would be Zane and Santino, like I've always wanted.
And Zane's still first.
Yeah, of course. I know. Unfortunately, I got to give the kid what he needs, you know? How close were you guys
in high school?
Yeah, like were you actually close? Cuz you told
no.
me something else, right? Yeah.
No, we weren't close at all.
You guys, did you not like each other maybe?
We
be honest.
We were both like funny kids in school.
Sure. But
and I was funny, but was also part of like the popular.
Were you athletic?
I was on the football team. I wrestled, but I wouldn't consider myself athletic. I just did it because I felt like I had to.
What about him?
No, he didn't. He didn't play any sports.
Right. What do you mean you felt like you had to? Because your
my,
dad?
My brother's a athlete and played all through high school,
the
college.
Pressure. Pro? What athlete? What did he do?
He tore his hamstring when he was in college. He got a full ride. Scholarship to UConn as a punter.
Really?
He actually won a competition. He was the number one punter in the United States.
Tore his hammy.
Yeah. I think it was like Chris Saylor kicking competition.
What does he do now?
He lost two jobs.
Oof.
And he just got a new job. COVID's been a terrible time for him.
Fuck.
But he just got a new job like 2 weeks ago.
Damn. Tore the ham.
Yeah.
Did he have the goal of going to the NFL?
He was, yeah.
He wanted to, huh?
All he wanted.
What a fucking nightmare. And now no, huh?
Yeah.
I mean, but kickers don't need an age. Can he ever go back at some point?
His leg?
It's over.
It's done.
Once you tear it, it's done.
Like, blew it out, and then his coach made him keep kicking on it, not thinking it was as serious.
Wow.
And,
sue the coach. Who's it? Who's this guy? Listen here.
I think his name was Randy Edsel.
Listen here, Randy Edsel. We're coming after you, dude. Don't think you're going to get away with this shit. The law firm of Heath and Santino are coming to get that ass.
That's right. You're going to pay the dues.
That's our slogan. We're coming to get that ass.
That ass is ours.
That ass is ours.
Not mine, ours.
Ours, yeah, it's ours. They're going to be like, are these guys, is this a gay couple law group? Yeah, we are. You got a problem with it? Bitch.
And we're going to bring the hammer down.
Yeah, well, I'm going to bring my hammer right down and right down on your mouth. Yeah, shut that mouth before I put my hammer in it. This is good. We're going to, hey, we're making this law firm.
It's got a ring to it.
You went to school for criminal justice. You know something.
I got a little bit of a memory of it.
I went for broadcast journalism, so, you know.
Don't remember the books, but I could.
Books.
Who needs them?
Books are for fucking idiots, dude. Speaking of kickers, by the way, I wanted to ask you this then. This is interesting. Are you a football guy or you don't like football? You don't give a fuck? See, there was a female kicker for Vanderbilt.
I did see that.
You saw that?
Yeah.
They let her in there. She kicked the ball. She got athlete of the week. Seems a little much. Kicking the ball once, I was like, hey, man, I'm all for breaking new ground, but athlete of the week. Imagine some guy that ran back a kickoff. And he was like, you know I'm getting athlete of the week. And they're like, girl kicks once, gets athlete of the week. He's like, oh, good for her. Whatever. She was a soccer player, I think.
Yeah.
And due to COVID?
What was it? It was Vanderbilt, right?
Vandy, yeah. Coach got fired.
Oh.
Coach got fired
for putting her in? Damn, that's fucked up.
I think it was because of his performance. I don't think it had anything to do with her. I think it's also weird to think that, look, something great. I know it's good for women. It's positive. I'm not being a hater. But there's a moment where you go, this is just dangerous. There's a moment where if she's in the field open,
right,
a kicker is a player, right?
Yeah.
She would get murdered. She would get murdered on a kickoff. Have you ever seen some videos of kickers getting clipped?
Yeah.
It's insane how
hard
they get hit.
Kickers are even less athletic than the other people in the field.
They're just different athletic, right? Like,
right,
they're working on lower body strength and on,
yeah, but
that
it's kind of it's kind of funny, like watching a kicker try
there's
to tackle.
There's some jacked-ass kickers, though.
Yeah, my brother.
There were some jacked-ass kickers.
He was a monster.
Kickers. Okay, but this girl was not jacked.
I know.
She would have gotten murked. Now, if she had come from the MMA and started kicking, I'd have a different opinion.
You'd lay some bitches out.
She could knock some motherfuckers out.
Right.
But I see that kind of stuff, and I think, is this progress, or is this
them trying to get their name out there?
Optics. Yeah, it just looks good for them to be like, well, see, we did a girl. It's like, nah, I don't know if you really give a shit. It seems...
I feel like a lot of stuff nowadays is performative.
Of course. I mean, I would say most shit is,
yeah,
right? Particularly what's going on now. It's like everything feels like it's a setup. Like they like everything feels planned in the weirdest way. Like it just... It feels so planned. You know what I thought of today that felt very strange? I saw a picture of... Today is... Maybe not today. Rosa Parks marked the anniversary of when she refused to give up her seat on the bus. I don't know if it was today or whatever, recently. But then I saw an article about it. And I thought about how powerful of a moment that was.
Right.
That she was like, fuck you, I'm not moving. You know? It was amazing. It was beautiful. And then I was looking at the article, and in it is a photo of her sitting in the seat with a man behind her staring at her. And I couldn't help but think, how the fuck did they get that photo? How did they get that photo?
Yeah.
Who took that fucking photo? Right? When did that photo take place?
Was it like a reenactment?
I don't know, but it's a good looking photo. It looks powerful as fuck. She's looking out the window. This kind of white guy's looking around the corner at her. And it's perfectly situated from where the door would be on a bus. You know, because the driver would be here.
And cameras weren't that popular back then.
No, not at all.
And what they called a news? Did they call like a news source to come out to capture this?
I don't know. I couldn't wrap my head around it. They didn't have any explanation of the photo. But I a lot of people have seen this photo. You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
And I was like, how did they get that fucking photo? Maybe it was a reenactment of it. Maybe it was a staging of
it
for the news, for the newspaper. But I couldn't stop thinking about that. For some reason, I was staring at it. I was like, How would they have gotten this photo?
Right.
Because in the moment would never have happened. People weren't carrying around cameras back then. They were massive. They're not like this.
Yeah.
Today.
You got a big old fucking shoulder rig.
You know, under the head.
Squeeze that through a doorway.
Yeah. I mean, nowadays, nothing surprises me. When they're like, they got it on film. I'm like, of course they got it on fucking film. Everything
is on film.
This
thing records accidentally.
Right. It's recording us now. Right now. And it sent our whole transcript over to Zane. He's pissed. He already texted me.
Oh, shit.
He's livid, dude.
He's starting his own law firm right now.
He said, we need to have a chat. Yeah, he's starting one with Kenny. And your girlfriend, I'm sorry.
Oh, fuck.
That's the way it goes.
We got the hammer.
We got the hammer, dude. That's
no way. They don't got the slogan.
Looks like we got the hammer.
It's all about marketing,
we
baby.
We kept it. How long you been with your lady?
Just over 3 years.
Are you in love? Be real. Say it. If you're not, you can say it. You can say it on here. She'll never hear it.
I'm in love.
You are.
It's a weird thing. Like it's a different feeling than when we first started dating a year into it, 2 years into it.
Sure. How many years now?
Just over 3, but it feels love changes, I feel.
Hey man, strap in. Yeah, it does. Changes
and
a lot.
It's more of an appreciation.
Yeah, you start to like the person for different reasons as time goes on, right? It's not it starts as one thing and then it changes a lot over time, and then sometimes you go back to something that a feeling you had before, and then sometimes you want to push them in front of a bus, and then other times you
would jump in front of that bus.
You jump in front of the bus and you find a new reason to really enjoy them again as a person. I think love is a very skewed concept anyway. I don't understand it. I don't really believe in a traditional version of it. I don't know what in love means. I never understood
and,
that.
And it's interesting because I've been with other people in the past that like...
Whoa. Let's not talk about that. Let's not talk about that.
No.
Now she's like, going to hear this, dude.
Shit. Sorry, Bubba.
All right. Let's go through all the babes.
no, but like at the time, like when I was with them, like I thought like this was something. And then it was the next like, whoa, I can't believe I thought that about this. And like, it's just like right. everything changes.
Totally.
And then you start to realize different things as you get older.
Yeah, and, that it's never going to be one thing. Mm-hmm. But that's a good thing. It's always supposed to keep changing, you know? And it's I think the healthiest version of it is not getting stagnant, you know? I just apologized on the way here because we got into an argument.
What'd you do?
We got into an argument over some bullshit. You know, my fault. I was annoyed for no reason, you know? And I got uppity, you know? I pack too many things into my schedule sometimes.
Right.
My fault. So then I get angry about... I get nervous about the packing, but I did that. So you just got to go, hey, you know, you got
to. Is that why you pushed back 30 minutes on the episode? Because you had to.
That's because I had to go meet my boyfriend.
Oh.
I see my boyfriend before I come here.
Ah, I see. Nice.
Isn't that funny to think that like, no, honestly, it was because, you know what it really was? This is the pack the schedule thing. I had ordered a gift for somebody in my family. And they were delivering it to my house because
right.
you can't go in anywhere anymore. Now you have to, you know, our new rules.
Mm-hmm.
Delivered it to my house and I wait for that. And I wait for a Whole Foods delivery grocery drop off that we had scheduled at two different times.
You don't pick up your own goddamn groceries?
I do. I usually go in.
Oh, you're pretty busy, so I can understand.
I know. I usually do go in, but we had ordered, we had had a, farm. You know what Farm Fresh to You? Do you know what that is?
It's like a delivery service will do like
sources from local farms.
Right.
I love it. I'm not a sponsor. There's none of it. I think it's great. They drop off local. They support farms in your area.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, and we like that. And then what we don't get from them, I'll usually have a delivery from Whole Foods because there's no rush. So like,
okay.
I'll do like whenever it comes.
Toilet treat type stuff.
Bullshit. And, yeah, it's the same as Amazon at some point. You know, I mean, it is Amazon. Whole Foods is Amazon.
Have you seen the new Amazon grocery store?
No. Oh, well, I mean, I saw it online.
It's fucking
you
crazy.
You take something and then it charges your account?
You like put it in your basket and it knows.
I love that shit, dude. See, that's the kind of chip in the head stuff that I'm ready for.
I can't believe you're about that
shit. I'm about
that's
that life,
so nuts.
Dude. Cash. No more cash. Coins. I've been off coins for years. I refuse. I don't like coins. No coins. No for me. I don't do coins. I don't change. Why do I have this? Why do I have more dirty stuff in my hands? Get it away from me. I love the pandemic for this. Change gone. They're like, oh my god, we're in a shortage of change. Good. Fuck them.
It should
change.
Have been even numbers from the beginning.
Yeah, get over this nickel and diming, you know?
Quit nickel and diming them.
Cut it out. Quarter me at most. No, I don't like change. It's annoying to me. I wish everything was a whole number. It'd be easier to swallow.
Well, I think it made more sense back in the day.
Yeah, but we're not back. We're in the new day now.
Right. Yeah. Well, like, a long time ago, you could go get a hamburger for 15 cents.
Fuck that. Now, you can't get anything for cheap. So, fuck, rip me. You're ripping me off anyway. Let's keep going. Just kill me. Just take all my fucking money.
Just take it all.
Take it all. And just leave me a little bit so I can retire on a lake in Chattanooga.
With some fucking wild Mustangs, baby.
I like the idea of a lake, by the way. That's always been fascinating to me. You know?
I definitely want to have, like, my own, like, private water.
What are we talking? Are we talking speedboat or pontoon? What kind of guy are you?
Ooh. Wake boat.
Okay, so what you so
in I'd the, like to do like some sort of like water
in the
toy.
Vein of speed because you need to have a powerful boat, right? I'm pontoon guy all day long,
just kind of floating, drinking
booze.
It's like a dock with a motor.
It's a dock that moves. It's a
incredible.
Mobile dock. I love pontoons.
When then you got the ones that have like little spiral staircase that goes up with the slide.
Come
that goes
on. Heaven on earth. Is that what you're talking about? I love pontooning. I think the idea is wonderful. Also, you're not disruptive to the water, right? You're not ruining the
wake.
You're not ruining
manatees
the wake.
Manatees are safe.
That's exactly right. I like the idea of tuning. I like speedboats, but I'm tuning. Speedboats are fun.
I'm not into speedboats. There's not too much seating. You can't really like move around.
There's nothing there.
There's no room for sandwiches to be made.
What's a wakeboard boat called then?
I think they just call them wake boats.
Wake boats. Yeah.
Like you still got like your little party area in the back.
Because you got the rack with the speakers.
Right. And you can like
kneeboard. Weed. Go ahead. Sorry.
Wakeboard.
Wakeboard. Right. Right.
Yeah.
I get it. I had family members that used to be able to do barefoot water skiing. I was blown away by that. That's
you gotta be. You need a speedboat for that.
You need to be a man.
You can't do that on a pontoon.
You need to be a man to do that shit. That's a tough guy shit. That hurts. Yeah. I tried some shit. It hurts so much, and it's so hard to get up on your feet.
It doesn't make sense because they have to like don't they like start holding onto the bar just to get their feet
yeah to get your feet on in the water yeah
going fast enough that you can like start getting that
yeah the chop. Then guys can lay down on their butt, spin around, right? They can chill on their ass and they can just hang out for a while. And then have you ever seen the guy let go and can float, you know, like glass on top of the water for a while and spin a few times on his own?
That's as close to Jesus as I think you could be.
That's what religion should be. Going to church should be called.
They saw some guy fucking skiing on his
water
feet.
Water skiing on his feet. He's like, there's Jesus right there. That's where the Jesus thing came from.
Right.
People are like, he walked on water. It's like, no, he didn't, dude.
No,
he
was, it was a speedboat pulling him.
He was barefoot skiing. All that stuff, you know? And they said he turned water into wine. One of his best friends owned a vineyard.
Right.
He had wine, dude. They just thought he showed up with the wine. They're like, he turned water into wine. It's like, no, he didn't, dude. His buddy owned a vineyard.
With today's advances in, you know, technology and stuff, I'm turning water into flavored watermelon stuff.
Yep. So you think Jesus couldn't have done
all
it?
All it takes is a little...
That's it, dude. A little sleight of hand. Jesus was a magician. That's really what they say. He was a carpenter. No, he was a magician. He did a lot of up-close magic, and they got to see all of it.
Right.
He just impressed them. That's all. Mm. That whole thing, his mom getting pregnant without having sex. Magic, dude. It was a magic trick. Poof, I'm in her stomach.
Or she just didn't want to admit.
She didn't want to admit the fact that...
There's a lot of people that get pregnant and say they've never...
I know.
Because their parents would...
I know. Upset. That's the rumor, dude. Do you love your parents?
I do.
Do they love you?
Yeah.
Do they like your brother more?
No. I think it's pretty equal. Maybe a little bit more me.
A little bit more you?
I'm more talkative to them. My brother's very quiet. It was actually his wedding a couple days ago.
Seriously?
Yeah, I just got back yesterday. That's where I was.
This is your brother just got married?
Yeah.
Congratulations to your brother. I hope the marriage lasts as long as you want it to. That's what I have to say now, you know? Because you never know. People, when you say forever, some people are like, what? No way.
I don't want it to be forever.
This was a lease, you know? This was a 5-year thing.
A 10-year
right.
Fixed mortgage.
Fixed mortgage. This is it, right. This is a 5-1 arm. I'm out of here as soon as I can. Congrats to your brother. I hope they have a happy, wonderful life.
Yeah.
This is the speech I would have made at the wedding. I hope you guys have a happy life. You know what they say. If mama ain't happy, no one's happy. Keep her happy. It's good to see you, Aunt Janice. You're nuts. Stop drinking, you wild bat. Everyone else here, dance away. Let's have some fun. Let's make some mistakes. I'm looking at you, Uncle Carl. Let's make some fucking mistakes. If you have any coke, let's do it. And let's party on. This is a great wedding. I can't wait to see what comes about from these two. Shalom, shalom, shalom.
That was l'chaim. Incredible.
Oh, l'chaim. Sorry. Blech. L'chaim. I said it wrong. You're Jewish, right?
No, I'm not.
Oh, fuck. That's right.
Hazar.
Hazar. Hazar. Hazar. Is that how you say it? Yeah, that's a big... Hazar.
Hazar.
Hazar sounds right.
No, I knew. That's crazy. That was incredible.
Was that a good speech?
Yeah, I was freaking out because I had to do my best man speech, and it was...
Oh, shit. How'd that go?
One of the hardest things I've ever had to do. Well, I'm a fucking pussy.
Why?
I couldn't stop crying the entire fucking day.
Oh, bro.
I was bawling my eyes
That's
out.
Okay. What's wrong with that? Something happened that made sense, that it moved you, and it was perfect.
Yeah, I don't know what it was. I think just like seeing my parents there, how happy they were, seeing him, and he's been through so much shit, and just like seeing my whole family. I haven't seen him in so fucking long. It was just a really like beautiful moment, and seeing like my dad dancing on the dance floor.
Is he a good dancer?
Not at all, but he thought he was, and he was having a great
time. Not at all,
time.
Man. He's trash. It was embarrassing.
Yeah, that's why I was crying.
Right, that's why. No, Dad, I didn't know you were so bad. He was dancing. It was just the moment really settled
in. Yeah, it was a big moment, and just taking it all in.
That's great, man. Are they gonna?
I'm an emotional person.
Are they gonna have little bambinos?
I think so.
Maybe, huh?
I know he didn't for a really long time, but now I think he's interested.
He's older or younger?
He's older. 7 years older.
7 years older?
Yeah.
Wait, how old are you? I don't know.
27.
Okay, right. So 27
quick
plus
math,
7
quick
is...
Quick math,
42. Math major.
Can't read, can't do math.
But I don't... Do you need to, though? Do you need to, though?
Look at us.
Look at us.
We're having fun.
We made it. I hope all good things to him. You know what I mean? It's a big step. It's a crazy step. It's a wild step. You going to do that with your old lady or what?
When the time's right.
Yeah. Yeah, take your time because it's not for guys. Marriage is not for men. It's for women. It's their party. You just are part of the party.
I asked him about it like a couple days before.
Yeah.
And I was like, "Are you excited? Like it's coming. Like how do you feel?" And he's like, "Oh, well, I'm excited." Well, he's also not like a very emotional or excitable person.
You're the opposite.
Yeah.
You're really excited.
I could cry right now thinking.
Dude, cry right now. Cry on my show. Cry on my show. There he goes. There he goes.
But I was like, are you excited? And he was like, I'm excited for her.
Yeah, because for a guy, okay, and this doesn't apply to every woman, but no guy has a moment of his youth where he's like,
dreaming.
I know my perfect wedding. But some women do. And the idea is wonderful to them. I think to guys, it's a rite of passage. It's a fun moment in time. It's memorable. It's with family. All those things are beautiful. But it's nothing that a guy, it's the opposite of inherently what we like. It's like, I like a party, but I don't like planning all the details. I don't like to worry about all the people.
What
like
flowers are going on.
That's too much. I don't like all that.
Yeah.
Come on over. Come on. I saw a meme today that made me laugh so hard. It was some girl had tweeted a picture of a guy. It was like a beach house. Like it was a view of the ocean.
Okay.
And all it was a TV on the floor with a PlayStation and a foldable camping chair. And the room was empty. And she goes, men think this is paradise, SMH. And then he retweeted it underneath. He wrote, these bitches just can't understand how minimal makes us happy. And I was like, it's so true that like guys are satisfied by this almost nothing. Almost not like, yes. If it was just a TV in a room with an ocean view and you're a single guy, you'd be like, this is great. I don't need any more shit.
Yeah.
I've got my TV and my chair, ocean view. I don't need the shit.
Done.
I think we're just so simplistic by nature, most men, that you're just like, I don't want all the other shit.
But that's what's so great about having like that partner that sees those other things. Like Mariah will see stuff in the house that I'm like, wow, that really fucking worked. And I never would have thought about that.
So I don't know. Yeah, I'm not good with any of that stuff. I would never know how to do any of the things. I don't know. If it was up to me, my house would be empty. It would have a bed. It would have...
How many pillows do you guys got on your bed?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13. No, I've cut that down to size. It's only 2 apiece, so 4 to sleep. So 2 apiece for the sleep, and then on the show is 3 more.
Okay.
So that's not bad, I don't think, right?
We have 7.
That's 7. 2 apiece to sleep, 4.
Oh, you have 2 each to sleep.
Yeah.
Okay.
5, 6, 7. Yeah. And then 3 show pillows.
Jeez.
3 for shows. 2 in the bed, 3 for show.
How many do you throw onto the floor?
The 3.
As soon as you get.
The 3, okay. But I keep the 2 because I like it as a rail. I'm like a child. I like the body pillow as the rail and the
So it's kind of like a crib. You kind of like block the edges.
Yeah, yeah. That's right. And I got a California King for that reason because I like it wide.
Okay.
Give me the wide bed. Don't get anywhere. Get away from me. That's what I say. Get over there. I'm over here. You go over there.
So the cuddling stopped.
I don't like any of that shit, dude. Get out of here with that. Actually, cuddling when you're awake. We cuddle on the couch when we watch a movie. But when I go to bed, that's where I go to sleep. Leave me alone.
I'm a hot sleeper too, so.
Yes, get off of me, dude. I don't want your body on my body.
And then if you have like to like readjust or something, then you're waking them up, then they're annoyed.
And then they go like this, they go, she goes, what? And you're like, get the fuck off of me. It's hot. 98 times 2 is too hot. Get over. I don't like it. Cuddling awake, I'm totally into. I love cuddling awake.
Yeah.
Couch stuff, then that's nice. But in bed, when we're ready to go to sleep, if we're not hooking up and it's sleep time, go away.
Turn the back.
100%.
Nothing like saying we call it
butt to butt.
Okay.
Butt to
keep
butt.
Keep it cute so it's like doesn't seem rude.
Right. I'm not saying.
You want to go butt to butt?
Yeah, butt to butt. It's a sweet way of being like, I'm done.
I've had enough.
I want to go to bed. And I'm going to sit here until I can't sleep because the melatonin isn't working and I'm going to get on my phone and I'm going to look at my phone for 40 minutes. Then I'll be asleep. But I look at my phone every night before I go to bed.
Yeah?
I know it's bad for you, but I don't care. I'm tired of people saying that. It's so bad. It's like, fine. But I can't have the TV on, too loud, Too distracting, oh, okay. Too bright. She doesn't want to see the TV. She's trying to go to bed.
I've never been a TV to sleep person. Because if something's on, I'm watching it,
yeah.
And I get pissed off, and I need to see how it finishes.
Yeah, it depends on how trash of TV is on in the background. If I got, sometimes I put Storage Wars on there.
Oh my God.
Yeah, I'll do some stuff. Yep, I'll do some Storage Wars, dude. I'll throw it on just to have it in the background. It's either HGTV. She likes Lifetime movies because they're just mindless. Cause you don't have to pay attention.
Yeah.
Food Network.
Oh, you guys really are old.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Yeah. That's kind of it at night. Because it's mindless television. Uh-huh. You're not really watching it.
I do get down with the HGTV stuff, though.
I love it, dude. I'll go on a flipper-flop marathon tonight.
Yeah!
Dude. You know what, son? You know what I'm saying, son? I'll go home, and I'll fuck with my Dream Home Lottery edition.
Oh, I don't like that, because they're like, they get kind of weird.
It's also sad. It's also sad, because people that win the lottery are always and poor and sad.
Spend it all.
It's very sad. Yeah, and it's sad to watch someone get all this money, and then you know they're never going to be able to hold on to it. You feel bad.
Yep.
Lottery's a bogus thing.
Yeah.
It's a bogus bullshit thing.
I forget what the percentage was that I saw, but like how many of them end up going bankrupt.
Let's just pretend and say all. Because every story
I think it is like something like 90
tragedy
or something
strikes
crazy.
All those people. It's never like a...
And everybody wants your money.
Yeah, well, because most people that play the lottery, the highest percentage are usually lower socioeconomics because they want the hope that they could win.
Yeah.
So when they do win, all of the people around them also are broke. Mm-hmm. So they were like, give me your fucking money. Working class person.
Come on, man. You know, if I would have won, I would have
given
you
I would have given you the
too.
Money.
Come on.
Come on, man.
500 million. Give me a million.
Give me a million. Give me one. And then they realize that after taxes, they're all fucked. And it's over. And you buy one fancy thing and you get buried. Speaking of which, I want to say this. I want to bring this up real quick.
Yeah.
Your boy, David Dobrik,
right?
Bought you a Lambo.
Yeah. Lamborghini Huracan.
Cash.
Uh-huh.
He just said, here's a Lambo.
Yeah, just we were in his car and we pulled up to his garage and his like door.
Yeah.
He opened the door and it was sitting there with a bow.
Did you ever say you wanted a Lambo?
So I'm really into cars. Like it's all I fucking think about, look at online. Just I love cars.
Sure.
They excite me.
How many do you have?
I have the Lamborghini. I have my Raptor.
Yeah, that's
I have
a great truck.
Ford Lightning.
Oh, you're a big Ford guy, huh?
Yeah. I don't know.
No, it's okay. Well, there's nothing wrong with it. I'm just saying some people get really into a brand.
It's not that I don't like Chevy or anything. It's just kind of what I've known.
Sure.
Ford, 1973 Ford Mustang Mach 1.
Wow,
that was
beautiful.
My first car. Me and my dad built that when I was in Florida. And then I have...
A Geo Metro. I want it to be something simple. You're like, then I have a Honda Accord Eco Edition. It's actually great. It's my favorite car.
Yeah?
No.
A Yaris. No. I have the Lightning, the Raptor,
the Lambo,
and then we have Mariah's Jeep, the Rubicon.
Rubicon.
Yeah.
Is that the big one? What is that one?
It's the Wrangler, the four-door.
Oh, right.
Like
the new
one
Wrangler.
That has the...
Yep. Yep.
Like
yep.
The sport suspension and
sure.
Whatever upgrades, I don't fucking know.
But you got the Mach 1.
Yeah,
huh?
That's still in Florida.
That's hot, dude.
Yeah,
that's a hot whip, dude. Get that thing out here. Because most of your toys are big.
Yeah.
I like little sports cars. I like that.
I want to take you for a ride in the Lambo.
I would love, dude, call me it up.
So fun.
I would love to. I'm also obsessive with cars, but trucks were never my culture, never my style, so I'm not in that groove. But I did drive that Raptor, and it's phenomenal.
I like it just for the convenience of having a truck.
Yeah, it's nice. Because
there's
to have a
always
truck.
Something like I do collect a lot of like vintage furniture and just shit.
Yeah.
So I'm always on OfferUp buying stuff.
Right.
So I'll go pick up a big ass like tanker desk or something.
Right. And you got to throw it in the bed.
Yeah.
And you use it. You use the bed of the truck.
I do.
Right. You're one of those guys. You don't actually. A lot of guys have trucks now. Like, they'll have the Raptor. They won't put anything in the back of there. They want to protect the bed lining, you know? You don't give a fuck,
dude.
Come on,
now.
You'll scratch that thing up right now. Let's go outside and let's key it. Let's go key it right now.
You ever been keyed? My Lightning got keyed literally a month after I moved to LA.
Fuck, really? Where'd you park it? Was it
In-N-Out?
It was at the parking lot of In-N-Out?
I fucking went to In-N-Out, pulled in, ran inside, ordered, came out to go, and then I walked, and the whole side of my truck was keyed.
Well, let's do this. You, at this point, were recognizable, correct?
That was when I was a Vine douchebag.
But, I mean, somebody knew who you were.
I think so.
So they keyed it because they knew you. The randomness of that would have been too strange. Just keying
or maybe they just
a truck for no reason?
Maybe they just...
What neighborhood are you in?
It was the one in Hollywood.
Nah, that's somebody knew you. Somebody knew you.
Right if, next to the high school?
Somebody knew you. Somebody knew you. If you told me it was like deep somewhere here in the valley or whatever, mm-hmm. I'd be like, no way, dude. Yeah. It's too random. Hollywood near the high school. Somebody knew who you were and they were like...
Son of a bitch.
But they probably liked you. That's the irony.
Yeah, right?
People that hate you, they actually like you. Some guys like, dude, Zane and Heath suck. They watch every one of your fucking videos. They comment every time. These guys suck.
To see if I bring it up.
Yeah, they like the attention. The trolling is real. I would never key your car, but I am going to get in the Lambo. We're doing that soon.
Cool.
You're going to come?
I'll let you drive it.
Really?
Yeah.
I might crash it.
Do we have written?
No, I'll be very safe.
Full like 3-point race harnesses?
Yeah. Do you know the specs on that car?
So it's a 610-4, so it's the all-wheel drive version.
Right, which is phenomenal, by the way, because rear-wheel drive on those cars never made sense. Uh-huh. Always have all-wheel drive, dude. Particularly
super, if you're
out
super
here.
Quick. I think they list it at a 3.20 to 60, but if you launch it, I think it'll do 2.9.
Oh, it goes below 3?
Yeah.
Do you know about the Tesla? You know the new Plaid Tesla,
the fastest
production vehicle right now.
Is that the one that they're coming out with, the Roadster?
No,
or what's the
Roadster is another one, but the Plaid is the S. So the S is that 4-door one, the big one. There's the three Model 3 and the Model S.
Yep.
The S now is the regular S or the dual motor.
Okay.
Which they used to call the P100D.
Yes.
Or the P75D prior to that. The dual motor is
Tesla
the top of the
fan
line
over here,
huh?
Big Tesla fan over here.
I just like cars. I'm obsessed.
Yeah, nice. Good.
I like fast cars. But now they made this one called the Plaid. The Plaid is the fastest production vehicle. 0-60.
What are they claiming?
The Plaid can go... You know how the Ludicrous mode was their dual motor? The Plaid mode, their Plaid hyper mode, they say it's 1.96 or something like that. Under 2 seconds. So is the Roadster. Fastest production vehicle, dude. Tesla knows what's up.
Are you a Tesla fan?
I don't have one. I don't own one. I know a lot about cars, I just read a lot of stuff. But I will say this: it's enticing. How about that?
Yeah.
How about there's something about it that
okay. So
I've been in them. They're fun as shit.
Yeah.
Rogan had one, and they're so fun. But I will say I miss the roar. You know, I've got a car that roars.
Yep.
I like roar. I like
those.
Whoop, I like
those
that.
Got a nasty, aggressive sound.
Yeah, twin turbo V8. I like. Give me the. I love that. So when I've been in the Teslas, that it's it feels like a roller coaster.
Yeah.
It feels like you're at Six Flags. It's fun, but I don't know if I would. My wife said this. She's like, I don't know if you'd like that over time. She's like, you would miss
it,
the engine.
It takes it. Away
I think
from
I'd miss
it.
The engine a little bit, maybe. But also,
there's nothing like getting on it and just hearing it.
You hear it eat.
It's aggressive.
Yeah, it sounds like an animal in there.
That's toxic masculinity.
That is.
Make it louder.
Yeah, make it as loud as you can. I just think you can hear the beauty of a machine working. There's something powerful about that. That's like how incredible to hear this thing.
Yeah, like the Ferrari Symphony, like when you're like getting on it.
Come on, man. And also, it's made by hand. I think there's something beautiful about handmade engines. That's like a human made that. A battery is a battery.
Yeah.
It's made by a human, but it's just a slab.
I just don't like Tesla interior.
Well, because they only have one. It just is one thing, right? Yeah, they don't... Intelligently, that was smart from a business standpoint. He didn't cost himself a lot of money. But yes, stylistically, what people do... There's a couple of guys I follow on YouTube. They trick them out.
Okay.
Which is tight. They'll take... You know, you remove the seats, they reupholster them.
Yeah.
Everything in Tesla is pretty customizable, oddly enough. You could take apart that whole dash and put in new custom stuff. So you could do that with almost any car, but it's more of a hassle. Tesla is so bland that you can really kind of make it your own.
You can do anything.
You kind of can. It's kind of a blank canvas. But I like the design and sexiness and style that the company brought to it, right? Like what Lambo did to the inside of their car. It's specific to Lamborghini, right? That's something incredible about that. Like it's their touch. So I think there's more value in that kind of stuff. Although, I will say they're violently overpriced. They're great cars, but good God.
Yeah.
I mean,
you can get my car for almost half the price.
Yeah.
You get a Audi
SQ R8, yeah.
Or what that, or yeah. the just a regular R8.
Right, same engine.
Yeah.
Right, it's, yeah, same engine. Same V10. Yeah, same engine. Yeah, same exact thing. But also peeps.
But it's not a Lamborghini.
It's not a Lamborghini. You're gonna pick me up in a Lamborghini and we're gonna go cruise.
Let's do it.
All right. Look, I could talk to you for hours, but
real quick though, what's your dream car, favorite car
of all time?
Yeah, like if
budget were no option.
Yeah.
You know, I to this day this is corny because from a car perspective, it's not one of the best cars they ever made. But there's something so simple and sexy about a Ferrari California. I don't know why. I loved the Californias. Uh-huh. I loved the original versions, the 70s, and the remakes. I don't know why. I couldn't even tell you why. Maybe it's something from as a kid, but I was obsessed with them. I also, this isn't like I couldn't have it type of thing, but I learned stick shift on a 69 Stingray, on a Corvette Stingray, and yes. I think the old vets are, that's, to me,
the
humps over those wheel humps. I mean, the body
split window coupes.
Hell yeah, baby!
Fuck.
It's just a beautiful design. But for me, I think, if it was all the money in the world, you know, I probably, God, I don't know. I probably would buy, if I was like endless budget, I'd buy a Ferrari California. In bright red. Oh, he's so fucking red.
Just that classic.
Yeah, dude, Ferrari
very
red.
Cliche.
It's theirs. It's called Ferrari red. Yeah. That's their patented color. I'd buy that. I'd buy the old lady loves Aston Martins. She's obsessed. She thinks they're such great cars.
She likes James Bond, huh?
She does. That's exactly right. That's where she finds.
Nobody likes Aston Martins unless you're a James Bond fan.
Well, that's right, because as a kid, when you saw those, it was just so cool.
Yeah.
He made them so tight. They're great cars. It's not my style, but I'd get her one of those. I'd get me a Ferrari California, and then I'd probably get, I don't know. I don't know what else would be like my ultimate. Maybe like a Shelby.
Okay.
Yeah.
Old school?
Old school, yeah. The new ones are cool, but I would get an old Shelby. You know, I'd like one of the originals would be hot, just because they're so dope looking.
You're talking about Shelby Cobra, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, just because I think they're so sexy, man.
I think those are going for like $1.5 million.
Yeah,
right
they're
now.
Out of this world. Out of this
it's
world.
Disgusting.
Yeah, it looks like an animal. It's a real. It's when cars look truly like animals. Now they kind of look. I don't know. Now sports cars tend to look more like, you know. They're just sleek and nosy and, you know, I don't know. What's the worst design sports car?
Oof.
I'll tell you. Maserati.
Okay.
I think they're the worst. I think Maserati, I think they're just terrible.
I think the, what do they call them? The Maserati Quattroporte.
Well, the Ghibli is the one.
The Ghibli. Those are disgusting.
Yeah, and the...
Gran Turismo.
Yeah, the Gran Turismo, right.
Yeah,
Gran
Turismo is not the worst looking car, but it definitely, it looks like, to me, if you get a Maserati, you're like, I want people to think I'm really rich.
Right, that's right, 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 right. That's the trick.
And it's kind of like a...
Some guy, by the way, there's a marketing
it's
executive.
It's trying to flex.
We have one fan at Maserati who watches all these. No, I'm kidding.
But oh, I was going to say.
No, but how funny would it be if he's like, no, but we love a whiskey ginger.
We were just about to give you
a
Maserati.
We were
going to
sponsor you. Why would you do this to Maserati? No, I just think of all the Italian sports cars. I'm just like, Maserati slipping hard.
Yeah.
Anyway, I'll never be able to afford any of those great ones. I'll never be able to afford a Lambo. So you're going to put me in one and we're going to vroom vroom around town like
Let's
the cute
it.
Couple that we are. The Heath and Santino law firm is coming at you, baby. We're dropping the hammer.
Get
open
the hammer
your
ready.
Mouth. Open your mouth. We end these episodes the same way. You got to look right into the camera when I walk off. You got to say one word or one phrase that's going to end the episode. Wait till I get off camera, and then you go ahead and close us out.
Right now, wow, that was really quick. Yeah, you walked. Shit.
Yeah, you do it. You do it. It's you. Whatever you want to say, one word or one phrase, right into the camera.
Wild, wild horses.
In here, we pour whiskey, 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 whiskey.
You were that creature in the ginger beard.
Sturdy and ginger.
Like vampires, the ginger gene is a curse.
are beautiful.
You owe me $5 for the whiskey and $75 for the horse.
Gingers, oh hell no.
This whiskey is excellent.
Ginger. I like gingers.